Good afternoon, everyone. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission. With me today is Commissioner Brian Crotchis and Commissioner Julie Fedorchak. So we have a quorum, and we only have one item on our calendar today for the special meeting. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Crotchis, do you?
No opening comments.
Commissioner Fedorchak? Okay. So then we'll move right into our loan agenda item. And I move the commission execute the settlement agreement and release and authorize staff and council to perform the necessary actions to complete the settlement with Kurt Amundson in relation to his claim from the credit sale contract indemnity fund in Grand Forks Bean Company Incorporated, grain warehouse insolvency, case number GE-15-36.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
Yeah, I will just say that this case is coming up on 3 years old at this point. Has been going on a long time. Certainly wasn't because of the PSC dragging feet. It was we had reached our conclusions of law a long time ago. It was litigated and through the court and ultimately all the way to the Supreme Court, and much of our original findings were in fact upheld. But anyway, we're at this point now and have the Supreme Court's resolution to it, and most of the other claimants have already been paid out, and this would be the last claimant, the one who the courts deemed to have a credit sale contract. And so the payout for this, and the payout is the maximum allowable. The amount that this person was owed was actually more than this, but it's the maximum allowable under the law of $280,000. And so this would resolve that. We had Attorney Mitch Armstrong working on the case for us, so if there's any questions about details of the law, he's here to answer those. But I think it's kind of a relief in a way to bring this case to an end that has dragged on so long. But again, I think our original findings were pretty close to what the Supreme Court ended up declaring at the end. But there are large dollar amounts in a number of these claimants' cases, so I understand their desire to work it through as well as the lending institution that was involved. So finally, at a point of resolution, if this motion passes.
Is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, not seeing anything else to come before us, so we'll have that signed here before we go. So I will adjourn the meeting, but we will take questions from the press upon adjournment.
So this is it. This is it. Everything's closed.
There's really one remaining. There's still approximately $67,000 in the trust fund that came from the bonding company, and we have to final resolution of the issues with the bonding company for the judgment is the one thing remaining.
$67,000. Do you remember what the total was of this?
There was approximately $870,000 in the trust fund, including the bond. And this, what we dealt with today, is separate from the trust fund. It's the contract credit sale indemnity fund.
But all the creditors have been paid.
All the farmer claimants have been paid. All the growers have been paid. Once Mr. Amundson is paid, all the growers will have been paid.
This claimant didn't receive the full amount of his claim because it's the indemnity fund. The other producers were all deemed cash sales, and those were fully compensated.
And there was eight of those. There's eight other claimants.
Correct.
So nine with Amundsen. The other eight were paid 100%.
Yep.
So I'd have to say this is a testament to getting a jump on this early when the beans were still salvageable and being able to sell them and get a decent amount of money in the bond fund to make the claimants whole. And so, while, you know, it's never perfect, you'd like a bigger heads up or you'd like to avoid it altogether, I think that this is one of the cases where, you know, it's fortunate that the growers were largely made whole, and that's unfortunately not the case very often when we have these kinds of issues before the commission.
So needless to say, it's trial beans.
Correct.
Is the facility under different management
now? Yes, it is. A company out of Nebraska is over there operating now. I'd have to check with Conrad. I can't think of the name of them. North Dakota Bean or something like that, but it is an operation.
Okay, you're still doing varietal beans,
right? Yes.
Yeah, you should give a little bit of the I almost called you dad. You should give a little bit of the refresh Dave on how complicated this was. With the beans had to be protected sold, and I mean this was a big deal.
We kind of lose track, I guess, of the history of it because it's gotten to be so long, but it is interesting for several reasons. One is, once we got claimants came that were claiming that they had asked for their money years before. And so there's a lesson here for farmers in that if you're not getting paid or not getting your commodity back, you need to notify us, not just keep settling for, you know, maybes and some days, you know, you need to notify us of these things. So anyway, there was that issue. Then when it did come to us as an insolvency, it was right before New Year's time period, so we were just getting into the cold season. These beans can't necessarily be shipped when it's below a certain temperature. By the time we got the court approval to take possession of the beans and sell them, it was on into the winter, and we were dealing with both frost coming out of the ground and load restrictions, as well as certain days where it was too cold to haul them. And so our staff was over in Grand Forks monitoring this whole thing. We had to, of course, take bids to see where to sell them. We, you know, needed to go through a process like that. So we found the best available market to sell them and get as much in the trust fund as possible, and then deal with this back and forth between when is it too cold and when is it too warm that load restrictions are going to come on. And we did ultimately get them sold without waiting into summer months for load restrictions. So that was good, and got them sold and got, you know, I think based on the bids, a pretty fair price for them, built up this trust fund, and except for the one that was deemed as a credit sale contract by the court, the rest of the producers got reimbursement for all the beans they lost. And the court set the insolvency date. That was in question, you know, because different producers claimed different times, and the court had to set one specific insolvency date, and so they may not all be happy with that date. There might have been a different date when they wished that the price would have been set, but that was the date that the court chose, and so based on that date and that price, they got full payment for the amount of beans that they had delivered. So it was quite an intense process compared to a facility full of wheat or corn or something like that that would be much more easily handled by us
bank.
As a third party. The bank, in the meantime, good point. The bank I don't really know based on what. I never have understood their claim, I guess, very well. If Mitch wants to add to it, he can. But the bank somehow decided that they should have first lien on these beans as opposed to the producers. And so that was another party involved in the lawsuit that was claiming that all the producers should be deemed as credit sale contract claimants and should be reimbursed out of the indemnity fund. And so that would leave the whole value of the beans available for the bank and I suppose any other lien holders that there might have been there. But so it's been quite an interesting process, a lot longer than I'd like to have seen it, but it's nice to see it coming to a resolution, and I'm glad that this producer will get a substantial amount of his money, and the other eight producers were fully reimbursed. So although it took longer than I like to see, I'm glad that they got at least this close to full settlement. Thank you. And thanks, Mitch.
Yeah,
great work
you,
on the
Mitch.
Case, and Alana, too.
Yep, way to push through.